You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
622, clouds now, sun later, high of 80 degrees.
Dateline, Melbourne, Australia. Teen's feet ravaged by, quote, meat-eating sea creatures. Let me repeat that one to you one more time. Teen's feet ravaged by meat-eating sea creatures.
Goodness gracious!
You got that right, Susan Waldman.
How did he not run out of the water?
I guess he didn't feel it. An Australian boy had his legs and feet ravaged by little mite-type bugs when he went for a swim near his home, his family says. Sam is 16 of Melbourne, and he got home after taking a dip in the water at Melbourne's Brighton Beach on Saturday. His legs bled profusely. Gruesome photo show. You got to see the picture. Brett will post it in a little bit.
It's worse than you think.
His father, quote, it looked like a war injury, like a grenade attack. It was really bloody, the teen's father, Jared Canizet, told the BBC. Quote, we got him in the shower, but as soon as we did that, the blood just kept reappearing, his father said. It wasn't clotting at all. It just kept bleeding and bleeding. All the kid did was stand waist deep in the bay for about a half an hour to soak his legs. He was after playing a ball game, so he was just trying to soak his legs.
Feel that?
The doctors, when the doctors at two hospitals were stumped by the cause of Sam's injuries, Gerard decided to head back to the water to investigate himself. I collected these strange sea creatures from the same spot last night by trapping them in the net and then standing in the water myself, he told. And then there's a video up here. They just took these mice that he collected. They put like chopped meat in water.
Mice or lice?
Like sea lice.
Lice.
Mites.
Okay.
Like mites.
Oh, mites.
Mites.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And he put them like in where the meat. All you see is these little tiny mite things just attacking the pieces of chopped
meat.
Good God. Yeah, it's sick.
Better in the water in Australia than here.
Dude, listen, take a shower, get a pool, stop with it going into the beach. I'm telling you. Especially here. Like we all, you know, when you go over, if you're at Robert Moses or whatever it is, sometimes, you know, the water, you can't, once you walk, if you're anywhere on Long Island, if you're anywhere the water near up to your knees, you can't see your feet. You can't. I don't care what beach you go to on Long Island. Chances are you can't see your feet.
You never know
a piece of seaweed crosses across your ankle. Everybody's like, and they just start running. They go like walking on water.
Yeah, people should know it's seaweed. I mean, you have some idea.
You should know, but that initial reaction is something brushing across your feet because you can't see them.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the water here is kind of looks like that because God's just talking. It's like a warning. Don't go in there.
I didn't give you gills.
Right. You stay out of there because I did give. I gave creatures gills and they want to eat your feet.
God, that is a sick story.
Yeah. No, the whole thing is nuts. The whole thing is nuts. You got to see that. Brett will he'll post it up on the BAB Facebook page in a minute.
Oh, I just saw a quote from the kid. He says, I may go in the pool from now on. I'll definitely go out swimming there again. Plenty of people go for a swim in there, so it's probably just a one-off thing. Probably just a one-off thing. What is wrong with you?
Richard Reyna, an associate professor at Monza University's of Biological Sciences, said he's never seen anything like this on a human before. Quote, sea lice normally go after dead or dying animals. They bite humans too, but not as severe as this case. I suspect the reason why the wounds were so intense was because he was standing still for so long and his legs went numb. The kid didn't say anything about his legs going numb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would at least explain why he couldn't tell they were eating his skin off his body. At his feet, that's insane. Yeah. Again, it's in Australia, not here.
The general public should not be alarmed because this is a very rare case.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
No. We're over here on another continent. We're alarmed.
I'm sure that beach is packed today.
625. Oh, my God. Good luck to Sam. Time for the roads. Who's Ted? 629, Roger and JP on BAB. That story will make you pause about going in the water in Australia. A kid who was in the water didn't even feel it on his legs. Sea lice. And they just, like, ate the skin off the bottoms of his legs. Horrible, like eating sea lice.
And honestly, the father's right. It looks like a grenade injury. Like his feet looks like, you know, like shrapnel from a grenade hit or something.
We had a guy on the line who apparently doesn't even like the water around us. Good morning. Go ahead. How come?
Growing up on Long Island, used to go surfing, West End 2, when it said locals only in the parking lot.
Right.
1980, started deep sea fishing, shark fishing. Since then, have not back in the water. Not even knees, waist, had sharks trying to rip chum buckets off the side of the boat, chewing on the out drive. No, thank you. Like you guys said, knee deep, you can't see your feet.
So you're done. That's it for you, huh?
No, not even. I even get worried in the swimming pool sometimes. I look down.
You don't go, like, if you go on vacation, if you were in the Caribbean and you can see your feet and you can see what's
absolutely
going.
Absolutely. Scuba dive in Mexico, Hawaii, the whole nine yards. Long Island, no thank you. Walking on water.
I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I go to the beach, like, if I take my truck over onto Democrat or something like that, I may jump in real fast to cool off, but it's I'm an in-and-out guy. I'm not sitting there frolicking in the water.
No doubt. In and out, see you later on the blanket.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Later, man.
All right, there's a guy who knows.
Yeah, I mean.
Have fun at the beach.
Right.
By the way, you can see the video of this guy's feet and the whole thing if you really want to see it. It's on the BAB Facebook page.
Why you want to
102.3 WBAB on Facebook.
I don't know.
Just don't eat it before breakfast. Go watch it before breakfast.
I just want to be able to see my feet. That's all I'm asking for.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
On the street where you live, girls talk about their social lives. They made a lipstick, plastic, and paint.
Classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:34. If you're just waking up, we're just talking about this story from Australia where a kid was standing in like waist-deep water or whatever, and his feet were getting eaten by sea lice, and he couldn't feel it. I guess his legs went numb somehow, and the sea lice ate the skin on his... I mean, and so you do wonder when you're in the waters here that aren't clear, you know, what's going on in the water. JP's mentioned it, you know, the seaweed brushes against your leg. You can get used to that, but you do wonder what hits you when it hits you when you can't see your feet in the bottom.
Crab nips at your pinky toe. Bye.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
East End Jeremy's on the line. Listen, 95.3, of course. What's going on, East End?
Hey, last I heard it was called Strong Island, not Pussy Island. Are you guys seriously not going in the water anymore?
No, I go in the water. I just don't necessarily stay in the water for long. I don't have a fear of going in the water at all.
Right.
But I'm the guy that... if something like a piece of seaweed brushes up against my ankle, I scream like a four-year-old girl and I run.
You blow up your swimmies before you go in the water or when you get in the water?
No, dude, I don't need swimmies. I can swim. I just feel like, okay, here's the deal. If I'm in the Caribbean or somewhere and I can see my feet and I can see what's coming at me, I just want, a fighting chance. That's all I want, is I want a fighting chance. And
well,
here...
you know what? Long Island has become like the great white shark breeding capital of the world now, all of a sudden, because of our warmer water. So there's a little nervousness out there, but you could pretty much see the water around you out here. I mean,
maybe out on the East End, but when you go to Robert Moses, Jones Beach, or you take your truck on Democrat Point or Sore Thumb, you go to Gilgo, whatever the hell it is, you can't see Jack.
So maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're in the brown water, it's...
I just want a fighting chance. That's all I'm asking for.
I'll tell you, Susan and I go out, we swim out there, we float, and then we come back in. I never even think about it. I should. I really should. We're out. We're diving into waves. Maybe
start making small talk with the
maybe
guy
I'll
next
let her
year.
Go do it.
Hey, what's your name? My last name's Kittner. And I'm good.
Roger JP, 102.3 WBAB.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long time.
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 6:42. Cloudy now, sun later, and a high of 80. Just talking about going in the water here on the island and how, you know, when you can't see your feet, it keeps a lot of people out of the water, actually, or they just go in a little bit. But when you can't see through, like in the Caribbean or whatever, a lot of people will stay out of the whole thing. And we had one guy saying, you know, there's more sharks in our area.
Hey,
Ted, there's different reasons.
Do you go in? Have your feet ever seen the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
You do go.
Yeah, I like it. Monica doesn't.
She won't.
Yeah, she doesn't like going in at all.
Why?
Just for the fear of, like, sharks and everything.
Yeah.
She likes the pool much better. I always love the ocean better than the pool.
So do I. I just like the ocean I can see. That's all.
Yeah, no, I like the water, you know, down in the Caribbean and down in Florida much better.
Hey, good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
Yeah, man, what's the big deal? You guys bunch of wusses, man. I still go out there and foot clamp.
So do I. I haven't done it in a long time. Where do you go? Over by Hemlock?
Either that, or it depends where, you know, sometimes over by Davis, too, right across from Corey Beach.
Okay.
I've stepped on many things, man. I mean, once in a while, you get a little cup. It does make that puck make the clam taste that much better.
Yeah. Dude, when I was little, I've told Roger this story a million times. Like, when I was little, I had the boat, and I used to go feet clamming all the time with my father. And I'm talking about maybe 7, 8 years old. And I would be in the water handing my father clams, and he was shucking them and feeding them to me while I was in the water clamming for more clams.
My uncle, I got on his boat, and he had to get him 2 dozen. And either you went in the water or he threw you in, but you had to come back with 2 dozen.
See, but here's the deal. You're in the bay. You're on the inside. There's no sharks on the inside.
Yeah. Well, they are nursing sharks, supposedly, are mating in the bay, and then they go back out in the ocean.
Right, but they're just here to get laid, and then they're leaving. It's like taking them to the Comac Motor Inn.
Right,
they're just here for a short stay. Take care, man.
That's it. Well, you know, it's August. People have been in the water for a couple months. I haven't heard any disaster stories here yet, so we're good so far. But it's always August.
Yeah. I'm making more of it than it really is, but it's just like...
Hey, there's a lot of people who will only go in pools, like Ted was talking about with Monica. Tons of people who hate the ocean. It's salty. They can't see.
What about you, Brett?
Yeah, I'll go in every once in a while. And, you know, plus Jason loves going in. He has no fear of anything.
Right.
My son. Until I'm sure something happens, and then he'll have a fear of it. But for now,
you're good.
Pure bliss.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.